You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hi, friends. This is Rachel, and we're here for another week of prayer together. We're in week 6 of quarantine. That's just another way of me saying I've lost count of the days. And I'm here for it. I'm all for flattening the curve, for doing my part to keep the hospitals from being overwhelmed. And to say I miss all your faces is an understatement. To say I miss your bodies would be weird, but that is also true. And I'm grateful. God is holding us all together in some mysterious way while we're being forced apart. And I am kind of over it. It's hard work. It's hard to work full time and be homeschooling a third and sixth grader. And I'm kind of grateful for this forced rhythm of figuring out what is actually essential, just as I'm grateful for the extra time with my kids. In case you couldn't tell, I'm learning to say and instead of but during this time. I can be grateful and this can be hard. I can feel sad and I can find joy. For me, saying I feel sad, but I'm finding joy feels like I'm trying to talk myself out of being sad rather than letting both emotions hang out together and be authentically how I'm feeling. I don't know about you, but sadness and joy are both close friends of mine right now. If this pandemic is giving us anything, and I do think there are strange mercies to be found, maybe one of those is the opportunity for us to let life be more than okay, and us be more than fine. If someone asks me how I'm doing today, and I say I'm fine, I'm lying. Weird and unexpected. Maybe that's how I'm doing today. That's more than okay. Sad and grateful. That is a way more honest answer than fine. So I'm curious, what are you today? Angry and rested? Loved and exhausted? Overwhelmed and hopeful? What's your yin and yang? If I ask you how you are, just don't say fine. Just don't say okay. I want to know, what are you really? And I think God wants to know that too. I was talking with a friend this week. She's a single mom. She's been furloughed from her job. She doesn't have support from family locally. Her situation is tough, and she's finding grace. A neighbor is bringing her groceries. People she doesn't know are passing on stimulus checks. The unemployment benefits are coming. As I listened to her share, the image of an oasis came to me. It feels like the Lord is building this oasis for her, right smack dab in the middle of the desert. She is in the desert, and God is caring for her. In prayer, it's important to recognize we can bring all of our life with us, the good and the bad, the joys and the sorrows. Transparent prayer is a way we do this. In transparent prayer, we hide nothing from God. We stand before Him exactly as we are, not as we think we should be or as we wish we were. We come to Him with our anger and our joy, with our tendency toward depression and our compassion for others. We come to Him with our insecurities and our gifts, with our gratitude and our desperation. In transparent prayer, there is nothing to hide from God. There is no need to focus only on the positive or only on the difficulties. All of it belongs in prayer. And so today, I want to lead you, I want to guide you in a transparent prayer. Honestly, friends, a lot of the work for this is going to be on you. For transparent prayer, I recommend a posture that for you is one of reverence. This could be kneeling, laying prostrate on the ground, sitting with your head bowed. In this form of prayer, we come to God humbly, trusting that He will lift our heads and our hearts as we are honest with Him. Go ahead and assume a posture of reverence, and when you're ready, we'll begin. I want you to take a deep breath in and exhale. Take another deep breath in and exhale. I want you to take one more deep breath in. And on the exhale, just let it all go. As you continue to breathe, I want you to begin to imagine, to see around you, whatever walls you've put up between God and yourself, between you and others. Any mask that you've been wearing. That charade that says, I'm okay. Everything's fine. Maybe you don't have any masks right now or feel like you have any walls, and that is beautiful and wonderful. But a lot of us bring those with us in prayer. And so if one's come to you, I want you to just allow the barriers to crumble. See them breaking down around you. Give yourself permission to take the mask off today. Your desire in prayer is to bring all of yourself, holding nothing back. As you let go, notice what rises in you now. What feelings come up when you let go, when you show up here in prayer, knowing you are in God's loving presence? Is there fear, shame, hope, hunger, longing? Do experiences from this past week come to you? Maybe even experiences from long ago. Whatever rises in this moment, let yourself be fully seen by the Lord. You don't have to hide. You stand right now in the Lord's loving gaze. What do you need to say to Him? Don't hold anything back. You can whisper, you can shout, you can sing, you can stomp, you can dance. There is no need to filter or hold anything back. Share with Him all that rises in your heart. If tears come, breathe into them. If joy rises, breathe into it. It all belongs here. The Lord wants all of you, all of your life. Can you trust Him with all of it? Believe that He can see it and make space for it. God is holding space for you now. Space for you to grow. Space for you to heal. Space for you to process. You to take a deep breath in and out. How does it feel to allow yourself to be fully seen by God? No holding back. No filter. Trusting God makes space for all of you. I want you to just rest in the silence and in that space for a few moments. And as you're ready, you can begin to come back to your space. Friends, thank you for praying that with me. Transparent prayer is something that probably needs more time than we gave it today. And so I would encourage you this week to keep offering transparent, open prayers to God. There was a time last year when I had a pretty major emotional breakdown. And I called a friend because it scared me, the emotions that came up. And she came over almost immediately. And as it all came pouring out, she just listened and she sat there. There's a very short list of people who have ever seen me as vulnerable and transparent and unfiltered as she did that night. And you want to know what I felt after that kind of transparency? I felt peace. It was a gift to realize I could be an absolute mess. And someone could love me just as I was at my lowest point. Not judge me for it, but accept me and all of my humanity. My hope is that today and in the coming weeks, you'll have that experience with the Lord as you offer Him transparent prayer. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you." Being open with God is a way we trust Him. My prayer for you is for openness and peace this week in your relationship with God and in your relationship with one another. So practice that transparency. Practice it in your prayer. Practice it in your relationships. Friends, I love you. I trust you are loving one another well. And I am looking forward to being with you again soon.